Anyone remember a couple of decades ago, way back in the 20th century, when mailboxes, cursive writing, and sending and receiving sweet notes and letters was a common act? How exciting and thrilling it was waiting for the postal carrier to bring a pastel-colored envelope or a package with your name on it, or hearing someone say, "You have something in the mail." Those were the best words ever. Roosevelt's Character Development Center and Southern Manor Group have joined forces and are taking a short ride back in time to refresh the memories of the residents of Southern Manor and introduce the children at the center to a new or almost forgotten world. The residents are sharing and making history a reality, while the children are participating in acts of kindness and love. Southern Manor Pen Pals Planning Meeting. Michelle LeBlanc. For those of us that are not familiar with what pen pals are, they're simply folks who write to each other regularly, usually by mail. They're often strangers who form a bond through letters. It is both honorable and memorable that Roosevelt's Character Development Center chose Southern Manor Group to partner in Bridging the Gap. Pen Pals was a great idea to involve both residents and our young children in making lifelong connections with our elders and learning respect for the generations that come before us, said Ralph Cowart, CEO of Southern Manor Group. Linda Cantrell, pen pal, receiving her first card. Barbara Eli Shelby Cohn, co-founder of Roosevelt's Character Development Center, Cowart, and Barbara Eli, lifestyle director at Southern Manor Group, have combined forces to make this pen pal plan a reality. Eli shared, "The purpose of pen pals is to connect the residents' generation's knowledge and wisdom with the younger generation. The goal is to bridge the gap between generations, for both parties to learn from each other." It started with each child sending photos, cards, letters to their pen pals that Barbara had handpicked at Southern Manor. The pen pal resident would in turn write back to the child, Cohn said. This would be the beginning of a wonderful relationship, similar to having a bonus grandparent. Left-right, Barbara Eli Lifestyle Director, Shelby Cohn County Founder. Michelle LeBlanc Cohn continued, "Mr. Roosevelt has been a caretaker and mentor for children for over 20 years, starting our first youth center in 2009. Our goal has always been teaching kids to have good character and be good citizens. The relationship between the children and the Southern Manor residents teaches caring and respect for the elderly and hits them directly once they develop that relationship. It's definitely a culture teaching experience for all involved." Roosevelt Pen Pals, Front Row LR, Kinsley, Nija. Center Row, LR. Hunter, Juan, Adrian, Caleb. Back Row, LR, Aubrey, Mr. Roosevelt. Shelby Cohn. The pen pal relationship helps to enhance these kids' experience of finding joy in helping others by making them smile. Eli shared, "My residents lit up with excitement when they received their first cards and letters from the kids. Some of the envelopes included cards, photos, or brief notes of their accomplishments. The pen pals residents were eager to write back and looked forward to meeting their pals in person. This was the beginning of these wonderful relationships." Both Cohn and Eli agreed, "Future plans will involve monthly meetings to get to know each other. We plan to make visits to Southern Manor to allow the pen pals to talk face to face, celebrate the holidays, and bring gifts," shared Cohn. It's easy to see how these pen pal relationships have helped enhance both the children's and residents' lives. Southern Manor Pen Pals, LTRT, Mary Woodruff, Eleanor Williams, Barbara Eli, Shelby Cohn, Bonnie Campbell, Linda Cantrell, Michelle LeBlanc. "I am honored that we are a part of a community where this is empowering our youth and giving our elders even more purpose," Cowart concluded. Remember, writing a note or sending a card is not only for pen pals, but for those you care about, too. Take a lesson from these children and do not allow this to become a lost art. In this busy, chaotic world of ours, take just a moment and send an expression of gratitude and kindness to someone today. Show some love by mail for your next senior moment. Want to know more about Roosevelt's Character Development Center? Contact Shelby Cohn at 912-541-2082.